All right, our next contestant is Hassan Salim with the topic of Islam and peace. Inshallah. Hassan.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم brothers and sisters in Islam. Today there are over 1.5 billion followers of Islam and this population is rapidly increasing. At the moment one would not expect Islam to be the fastest growing religion in the world because the way Islam is perpetuated in the media as a religion that is violence and creates hate. Even though these ideas are installed in many people's minds, people are still converting to Islam. And we ask ourselves, why is this? Why are these people converting to Islam? This is because the roots of Islam, because the roots of Islam cannot be hidden. When I greeted you all, I said, "Assalamu alaikum," which means peace be upon you. And you all replied, "Wa alaikum assalam," which means, "And peace be on you." Now it is important to reflect upon these words and these meanings of these words. Because from our religious greeting, we can see Islam is truly a religion with an infrastructure of peace and harmony. My brothers and sisters in Islam, today I will be speaking about Islam and peace. We as humans, above all, have a desire for peace and love. We also have a goal such as to get educated, have a family, and become a good person. But our most important goal is to follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we practice Islam, our needs and demands as humans are fulfilled. Islam is the answer to the demand of nature. A man once went to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked him what to do in a particular matter. The Master of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Consult your heart." By consulting your heart, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam meant use your common sense. This means that whatever a person's heart tells them to do will most likely be the Islamic solution. The Quran says, "Wallahu yad'u ila darr as-salam," which means, "And God calls to the home of peace." By this, Allah tells us that peace and love are a religious attribute, but also an attribute in human nature. The exact definition of Islam means to submit or surrender with full realization of God. This means that one must obey all the commandments of Allah and that they must live a restrained life and stay away from sinful behavior. With this realization of God, Iman, which means faith, will surely be found in a true believer. As Iman is strongly formed, the heart is ready to indulge into a further state of peace. Zikr, which means remembrance, is an important way of obtaining complete mental peace. The remembrance of Allah is significant no matter where you are and what you are doing. Having Allah in mind will always give one comfort and reassurance that He is the presiding power over our lives. By this, an internal peace is formed. The minor details of religion may seem difficult, and sometimes we have different opinions about how to interpret. But we must understand the fundamental purpose of religion. The true reason of a religion is to bring spiritual uplift. The ultimate state of spiritual uplift is stated in the Quran as, "Ya ayyatuha an-nafsul mutma'inna," which means the soul at rest. Thus, the spiritual goal of Islam is to reach this state of peace in the soul. This is a state where nothing but peace prevails. When a person reaches this stage, he or she qualifies himself for Jannah or paradise. The Quran addresses these souls in these words, "Arji'i ila rabbika radiyatan murdiyah, fadkhuli fi ibadiyya, wadkhuli jannati." This means, "O serene soul, return to your Lord joyful and pleasing in His sight. Join my servants and enter my paradise." Now I want you all to imagine a time where you might have experienced a time of gain, loss, happiness or sorrow. So just think of any time of that. During these times, it is crucial to undergo these experiences without losing any integrity. This type of person in the Quran is described as the ideal person. This shows that tolerance and patience is another factor which will enable peace to prevail. If tolerance can't be found in a society, then society can't have any peace. One day when the Prophet Muhammad was at Masjid Nabwi in Medina, the second most sacred mosque in Islam, a Bedouin or a desert nomad entered the mosque and urinated inside of it. After the nomad had finished, the Prophet simply asked his companions to bring a bucket of water and to clean the place. So as many people would react very angrily to this. But Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remained calm and patient. This is the type of behavior is that of a person with a peaceful soul. He has risen against all negative feeling. It is also reported that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Muslims who live in the midst of a society and bear with patience the affliction that come to them are better than those who shun society and cannot bear any wrong done to them." It is important for us to all contribute to creating peace every day with ourselves, our families, friends, our co-workers, and people who we meet with our everyday interactions. I request you all to think about what you have done today to make a contribution to the cause of peace. There are so many things that we can do. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Every good deed is a charity, and it is a good deed that you meet your fellow men with a cheerful countenance, and you pour water from your bucket, and you pour your water from your bucket into the vessel of your fellow. Answering a questioner with mildness is a charity. Removing that which is an inconvenience to the wayfarers, such as thorns and stones, is a charity." With so many ways to give charity and to create peace, why don't we all seize these opportunities to make a better world? Today, many people find it hard to believe Islam is a religion of peace and harmony, because the way that they see Muslims in the media, in newspapers, and on the radio, we're usually put in a bad light. We are representatives of Islam, and it is important to show ourselves as caring and responsible citizens. Our religion does not encourage any type of fighting and condemns violence. The Quran says, "Whoever killed a human being should be looked upon as though he killed all of mankind." The violence that the media shows about Islam is far from reality, as we all know. If people could see the real and original Islam, they would begin to realize that Islam is truly a religion of peace and spiritual fulfillment. We as Muslims should strive to create peace in our daily lives by following the Quran and Hadith and trying to make a more peaceful environment for everyone to live in. For Islam is undeniably the only way to create peace. Jazakallah khair. Thank you for listening.
Inshallah, thank you very much. Hassan.